Okay, so remind ourselves, the Gemara's question here, even though it's not clear from the punctuation in our Gemara that it's going on the Mishnah in the second part, but that's how we saw in the Cheshek Shlomo, that it's really a new piece of Gemara. Now the Gemara is analyzing the second part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah has two parts. First, the case of Eidim Zomin by Tashumin. Rav Meir says they get two onshin, they pay money of Kasha Zamam and Malkus. The Chachamim say Kol Meshamin Aloka. And then the second part of the Mishnah, if they're testifying that Sabai is Chayiv Malkus and it becomes Elmimin. So Rav Meir says they get twice Malkus, for Losana and for Kasha Zamam. The Chachamim say they only get once Malkus. So it's as if the Gemara would have, you know, the language of the Mishnah, Me'idin Manu Bishponi Shulchayiv Malkus Arboim V'chuli. And Rav Meir says what he says, the Chachamim say only one Malkus, comes to Gemara and asks the question on the second part of the Mishnah. That's how you have to read it. The Gemara asks, Rabbanan Ha'ilu Sanav Rachid Shoker Ma'idar Shibe. The language is a little bit awkward, you could say. Rabbi Kiveger jumps to the first Rabbi Kiveger that I didn't give you, but he wonders about the Lashon HaGemara. I mean, what do you mean, what Ma'idar Shibe? We know that there's a Malkus Ben Grusha. We know about Losana and what they darshan. But what is the answer? What's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is asking why do Chachamim hold that there isn't two Malkusim? In other words, Rav Meir has a Malkus for Kasha Zamam and a Malkus for Losana. Something for the Chacham is precluding them from giving you a second Malkus for Losana. So Ma'idar Shibe, that's what Rosh Hashanah says. In other words, the Gemara means to ask, essentially, that why don't the Chachamim agree with Rav Meir that there should be a Malkus for Losana? There must be something that they use Losana for that in this case doesn't allow them to give a second Malkus. So that's the Gemara's question. Okay, so the Gemara gives the Teretz that they need it for the Ashara of Kasha Zamam and for Eidim Zomin. Rav Meir has the Ashara from Lo Yosifu and so on. This Tosfos is, of course, very sadistic in terms of so many of the inyanim that we've been doing. It's going to take us back to that base. Let's see if we can learn it carefully. First, just Pashut reading the Tosfos through, and then we'll try to analyze as we could. Tosfos says as follows: Rabban hai losana mai avdile. What did the Chacham do with losana? How come they don't give a second Malkus in the Mishnah? The Hadika Amar le'il gabi losana mishum dehavi lav she'ein bo maisa. The Tosfos implicitly is asking, there's a simple answer why a Chacham can't give you Malkus for Losana. We had it on the days. The Gemara asks that what a paper gave Mishum Losana by the case of Ben Zusha. The Gemara answers because it's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa. So Lav She'en Bo Maisa ain't Lokin Olav. So what's barring the Gemara? How come you don't get Malkus for Losana according to the Chachamim? So the answer is because it's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa. Tosfos says, I know that Gemara, but still, Hadika Amar Le'il Gabi Losane Shem Dehav Lav She'en Bo Maisa Hainu Ilav Krad V'Tzdiku. The Gemara they are saying is what do you need V'Tzdiku? Let's give Malkus because Losane. Gemara says because it's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa. Meaning, without V'Tzdiku, you wouldn't get Malkus for Losane. Avol Basa Degoi Lon Krad V'Tzdiku D'Shayech Be Malkus. Once we have V'Tzdiku that teaches us that you can have Malkus in the case of Eidim Zomin by Ben Grusha. So then, yesh gonu lomar d'loki milosan. So this is, at first glance, what we've seen already in various Rishonim. We saw it inside in the Ramban, before and here. In other words, that l'maisa, at the end of the day, there is a Malkus for losana, even though it's lav she'en bo maisa. Why is that? I lav she'en bo maisa in lokin alav. Because we have the Pasuk Vitzdiko that teaches us by Eidim Zomin that this Malkus. So now we know that there is a Malkus for the Losana. The Vitzdiku traces itself back to Losana. So Losana, without the Vitzdiku, would not have Malkus. It's Ein Bo Maisa. But now that I have Vitzdiku, that's Goli Kra, that there's going to be a Malkus for Losana. That's L'chor what Tosfos sounds like he's saying. The Lashon, however, requires an explanation. The language is very tentative, almost like a parable Lashon here in Tosfos. Tosfos' Lashon is what? Avo basa de going on quad vitstiko de shaykh be malkis yes gonu loma de lok. What's this yes gonu loma? Yes gonu loma. The vitstiko is telling us that you get malkis for losana. It's the yes gonu loma de lok in losana. It's a bit of a diuk in the lashon of Tosfos. So I have to know what to do with this, but let's first go through the Tosfos. Okay, so that takes care of why you can. The Gemara's question is still valid that you should get malchus for losana because we have vitzdiku, and after vitzdiku we could understand to get malchus for losana. V'im toma. So Tosis asks still akati lo loki mishum dehavi lav shenitin lasaras misas beizdin ve'in lokin alav. I have another concern with losana that should tell us not to get malchus for losana, namely it's a lav shenitan lasharas misas beizdin, that the lav is given over to be an ashara for a chiyuv misa. That's a rule that we have later in the third parak, that a lav shenitan lasharas misas beizdin ein lokin alav, since the lav is there in order for there to be an onesh of misa, so you can't get malchus for a lav like that. So that's the case over here. V'hacha hay lav shenitan lasharas misas beizdin where edus nefashos. In other words, since you can have edim of kashazamam for misa, and then the onesh will be misa for them, kashazamam would say the bichayv misa. So what ashara would it be to justify an onesh misa of edus nefashos? That would be losana. So the losana, therefore, is a lav shenitan lasharas misas beizdin. So how can the Gemara be asking here the kasha on the chachamim in the Mishnah? Wanted to get a malchus for losana. There's an issue here in losana. It's lav shenitan lasharas misas beizdin. Miu yeshloma. For this Tosa says, we could say, da'adifa mishani. Da'adifa minei mishani. That, yeah, it's a good point, but the Gemara also gives a teretz, which is good, even better teretz. The Gabi Malkis Gufe Itzbich Lazhara. In other words, what does the Gemara answer to this kasha? Why do Chamin not give Malkis for Lusana? It says the Gemara, you need it for the Onesh in this case of the Malkis. You're getting the Malkis for Lusana, the Malkis of the Kasha Zama for the based on the Lusana, so you're not going to get another Malkis for the Lusana. So what are you saying? The Gemara could have said, you don't get malchus losana because you need it for edus nefashos. Yeah, edus nefashos is not the case we're talking about. But the case we're talking about is edus of malchus. They were made that someone chayv malchus. And you're giving them malchus for that edus sheker. So the Gemara says even better, that you're getting the losana as needed for the malchus of this case. Adifak mishali, dugabi malchus gufe, itzrich lazhara. This kid, the precious, is a little bit unclear what he means. So the Mashah says it's going on the Tosis. It's not kid, the precious, what I said already, but he says in the next Tosis, which is what he explains, that if you need it for the onesh of the Malkus, you can't get Losana, you can't get Malkus for Losana. So it's the Tosis that follows. that's in terms of the Gemara. So the Gemara could have given the Teretz that he tells us Mizbeisen, but the Gemara gives better Teretz. Okay, so far Tosis is okay. But Tosis says, no, wait a second. But I'm still not out of the woods with this Nitan Lasos Mises based. In terms of the Gemara here, the Gemara could have given that Teretz. Gemara gave a better Teretz. But what about in the top of the Yom, the first part of the Mishnah? Avalei El Gami Masayim Zuz. In the case of the first case of the Mishnah, the Edim on Mamon. Kasha Lomali Kedei Rishaso. What does Gemara say for the Chachamim? Why do they say that Komisham in Aloke? Because Kedei Rishaso. What do you mean? Why to say Kedei Rishaso? Tepik Lei Dilosana Havilav Shenitan Lasharas Misas Beitin Ve'Aloke Olav. So in this Gemara, the Gemara had a kasha. Gemara gave a teretz, and the Gemara could have given the other teretz. Gemara gave better teretz. But before, the Gemara explains the reason for the Chachamim is because of Kedei Rishaso. Who needs Kedei Rishaso? The reason why the Chachamim would hold that the Eidin Zomin of Mammon, that they won't get Malkus, because it's a Lav Shenitan Lasos Mises Beizdin. No, Satosis now is still stuck. Chara, that could have been the reason for the Chachamim in the Reisha. V'chi Teima, Satosis says, maybe you can argue as follows. Lagabi asharas mamon, dinafik minay, dinafik mina, lochashiv lashenitan lasas misas beizdin. Maybe you'll say, look, what's the case in the Reisha? That they were made a dusheker of mamon, who said he owes Masayim Zuz, and he didn't. So lagabi that inyan that they were made on, lagabi that a dusheker of mamon, there is no nitan lasas misas beizdin, because this is not a case of misa, this is a case of mamon. So maybe the measure of nitan l'asos mitzvos beis din will depend on what? On the particular circumstances of that eidus that you're discussing. If in this eidus itself there could be potential for misa, then you can't get malchus. But if in this situation there is no potential for misa, then it could be malchus. Maybe the measure of nitan l'asos mitzvos beis din is a function of each case in that eidus itself. So therefore, since over here the asharas mama dinafik minikin, the lashon has to be addressed. Maybe after everything we'll come back and see what these words are. The words are, I think, very interesting. The pshat seems to be what I'm saying, but the words are, I think, are very maybe indicative of something even deeper. Again, look at the words. I think after you get to Tosis in Shabbos, which is a long Tosis, but the end of that Tosis, we might have a better understanding of what these words are saying. For now, let's keep it simple, like I just told you. That Gabi as horas mammon the nafik mina lochashiv lashnim. So Gabi the mammon that as horas mammon that's coming out of the losana in this case, it's not eating lashnim in basin, and therefore you shouldn't view it as a problem to get the malchus. Zayin Otosis rejects this. Why? To ha amina bepek mishech shech in Shabbos kofne dalid the machamer b'Shabbos the lo lucky. Mishum de nafik milosas malacha atov emtecha. Mechamer means that you transport something on an animal on Shabbos, which is a lav of losas malacha atov emtecha. But it's not a capital punishment. It's not an onus of lamites malachos. So the shaila is, would there be malchus for mechamer? So the Gemara says there won't be malchus for the violation of losas malacha atov emtecha. Because the lav is a lav shenitan l'asos mitzvos beis din. But where is it nitan l'asos mitzvos beis din? Not in the case of the machamer. This machamer is not going to lead to potential mitzvah. It's only if you do a melacha. That he have a lav shenitan l'asos mitzvos beis din b'melacha gufo. That's nitan l'asos mitzvos beis din in a case of melacha gufo where he does melacha. If he would be transporting something b'shus v'shus, dalet amas b'shus harav, if he would do otzah, that would be punishable by death, but not by the animal. Why? What do you see from Mechamer? Since the Rav is also going on a case of Mises Beis Din, so even in the case that we're discussing, which is not has no application of Mises Beis Din, but it's still not subject to malchus because the lav itself also has another application for Mises Beis Din. So hachanami loshna. So here Tosis is still stuck. In other words, in terms of our Gemara, the Gemara has kasha rabbanon. The Gemara gave another teretz. Maybe that's a better teretz. Okay. So Mar could have said nitan for Mises Beis Din. Mar says it's nitan for the malchus of the case itself. But what about the first case of the Mishnah? The Gemara seems to put everything on Kedei Rishas, so let the reason for the Chacham and the Reish of the Mishnah be based on Nitan L'Asos Mitzvos Beis Din. And don't tell me that because it's talking about a case of Eidus Mammon, so that's not called L'Asos Mitzvos Beis Din, because in this case it doesn't involve Misa. The Harai, you see from the Sugin Shabbos by Mechamer, that even if this particular case doesn't involve Misa, but if the Lav could have some other application for Misa, then you don't get Malchus even in this case. So too over here. So now we're back to our question, again, both in terms of, I mean, the Kash of Margama, we have a simple, something of an answer, Difa Minei Kavishani, but in terms of the Gemara earlier, Kedei Rishasa, wouldn't it be Kedei Rishasa? So what is Tosis' answer? V'yeshu Omar. Oh, so Tosis rediscovers what seemingly he said before. What does Tosis say? V'yeshu Omar, v'shayni hacha. Shiny hacha, here it's different. The goli kra, the pasuk is indicating that this malchus kida amrachman abaya and ben akosa rasha, by telling us that veras akosa v'hitzdiku abaya ben akosa rasha, that this malchus mechral de laki misham losana. So from that we can infer that you get malchus because of losana, because after all de lo anash elam ken hisir. So what's Tosus saying? Oh, the answer is that in a chenami, losana has a drawback to it. Nitan l'asos mitzvos beis din. But we have the Torah's Megaleh through Vayim Bin HaKos HaRasha that you do get Malkus for Losan. Lo Ana Shem Ken Hizer. Obviously the Torah is giving you the Malkus for the Losan. When you see Vayim Bin HaKos HaRasha, what else do you see together with it? You see Losan. So Melu Losan is worthy of Malkus. So that's what Tosus takes care of this kasha. So then it's good why need Kedei Rishaso. And then this answers the other kasha as well. It's not that the Gemara gives a better teretz. The Gemara couldn't have given a different teretz by us. Because Lamaisa, you would have gotten Malkus for Losana. You wouldn't have the problem eating Losas Mises Bezdin because you have Hayim Bin HaKos HaRasha indicating that what? That you get Malkus for Losana. Now, obviously, the all understanding the obvious kasha. So what was Tosus now discovering that he didn't know before? He said it earlier already, we get the Negel Avshehim B'maisa, right? We're coming there. Let's just finish the Tosus. Avu mikom makam kasha. In fact, Tosus still have a problem with il, the parich, on that base and the base. V'tepekei milosane. V'lamari v'ayim bin HaKos HaRasha. So the Gemara says, what do you need v'ayim bin HaKos HaRasha? Let's get from Losan. So what did the Gemara answer there? That with that Vayim Bin HaKos HaRasha, you want to get Malkus with that because it's a Maisa. But no, but Chayre, what I just tell you, it's after Vayim Bin HaKos HaRasha that you know you get Malkus for Losan, even though it's Nitan, Losas Mises Beisne. But without Vayim Bin HaKos HaRasha, we have the inherent issue of Nitan Losas Mises Beisne. So then Lishni, let the Gemara give a different answer. Ilav de goi kra, hava mino de lo loki mishum de lo sana, lav shi nitin las misus bezin, ki the priestess, like I just told you. Really, there is a problem of nitin las misus bezin. It's only resolved through the vayim bin HaKos HaRasha, because lo ana shalom kin hizir, but without the vayim bin HaKos HaRasha, we do have a problem of nitin. Says the Gemara, v'yeshlomar de adifa minei mishani, Tosu says, yeah, the Gemara could have said that answer, that you couldn't get Malkus without the Tzdik or without Vayim Bin HaKos HaRasha for Losana because Nitan Los Mis Bezin. The Gemara says another problem, which is perhaps a better problem. The Gemara Tosus calls it Adifa Minei. It's Ein Bo Maisa. So apparently Ein Bo Maisa is considered to be a better answer. One answer, one suggestion. Od Yishlomar de Parach Rav Meir. De Nafka Liatzar Leidin Zomin Mivro Yosifu Lassos. So the Gemara's Kasha is going to Rav Meir. Rav Meir is mentioned in the next Mishnah. In the Mishnah. Next Mishnah, the Mishnah on Dav Dal and Medale. And he learns the onish of Kasha Zama by Misas, Mlo Yosifu. So to him, Losana would not be viewed as what? As a Lav Shanita and Los Misa Basin. Because in the case of Edus Nefashos, it wouldn't be Losana that would be wanted for that onish. It would be Mlo Yosifu. So for Rav Meir, the only answer would be what? So this is something Tosus also discusses elsewhere. Tosus counters this in Bava Kama. Yeah, but the answer you gave is also not for everybody. What did you give an answer? Lav Shein Bo Maisa. No, who does that work? Who doesn't that work? According to Rav Yehuda, you wouldn't have that answer. So either way, you have to pick and choose. So yes, yeah, so Tosus deals with that elsewhere. Tosus has one suggestion that the Maisa, the Mishnah later, is Rav Meir stating what he does in the Mishnah. So we want the first Mishnah to go with Rav Meir. So we want Rav Meir to be accommodated. So it says another answer. We spoke it out the other day that Kut Rabbi Yudah could also work out. He wouldn't have the derivations from Motzi Shema without Bahayim Bin HaKos HaRasha. So Maisa Kishtim with Rabbi Yudah too. Well, Maisa, this is the picture of the Tosus. So let's speak out again just the twists and turns of this Tosus, and we'll see exactly what has to be dissected here, what's difficult, just to get a picture of what happened in this Tosus. The Gemara raises the question on the Chachamim, on the second case of the Mishnah, why don't they give a second Malkus for Losana like Rav Meir does. So Tosus asked, but Losana is a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So what does Tosus say? I understand, but that's without the Tzdiku, I would say Losana can't get Malkus because it's Lav Shein Bo Maisa, can't get the source of Malkus. But now that I have the Tzdiku, the Shaykh Me Malkus, Yesh Lanu Lomar, key words, Yesh Lanu Lomar, to get Malkus for Losana. Okay. Now the Gemara knows it's a Vetzdiku, so now the Gemara has a right to ask the Kasha. Okay? Tosus continues. Oh, but wait a second. But there's another drawback. How can you get Malkus for Losana in the Sefer of the Mishnah? What about the problem of Nitan Lasharas Mises Bezdin? So Tosus says, no, in terms of this Gemara, you can say, yeah, okay, that's a good answer. But the Gemara also gives a good answer. The Gemara answers that they need it for the Ashara of the Malkus itself, okay? But Tosfos said, yeah, that's good over here. But what about the beginning of the Gemara? As far as the first case of the Mishnah, the Gemara says, why the Chachamim hold in the case of the Edus on Mammon, who are found Zomimim, the Chachamim say, Komashama in Eloka? Because of Kedei Rishasa. Who needs Kedei Rishasa? You could tell me the Chachamim doesn't hold, you don't get Malkus, because the Nitan Ashara's Nisus based. And don't tell me that because the case is a case of Mammon, so the case of Mammon did nothing mean that that's coming out of this Losana in this case is a this Mammon, so it's not Shaykh to come to Misa, so it's not called Nitan Lassas Misa's Beis Din. So he says, Tosis shows you from the Sugya in Shabbos by Mechamer, that even though this case of Mechamer does not have a Chiyuv Misa associated with it, but the Lav in general in another application, Lassasacha Melacha by Melechis Gufo would have Misa. So too in the case of Mechamer, you can't get Malkus for this. So too over here, in other words, you shouldn't get Malkus for Losana because it's Nitan Lazharas Mises Beis Din in the case of Edus Nefashas. Tosfos and answers. But we have Haibina Kosa Rasha. And that's going to Megala on the Losana that you get Malkus even though it's the problem Nitan Lazharas Mises Beis Din. The La'on HaShalom can hiss you. Oh, so Tosfos just finishes up, I think. So how come the Gemara mentions only the drawback of Ebo Maisa without the Tzdiku? The Gemara could have said the other issue. In a Chanami, Tosfos Gemara says, could have done that, or it goes according to Rav Meir. So Rav Meir, the only issue of Losana is Ebo Maisa. What's the obvious kasha staring us in the face in this reading this Tosfos? I mean, Rabbi Kibbeg too, but before Rabbi Kibbeg, just shot itself in the words. There's two stages in Tosfos in terms of the Tzdiku being Megala and Losana, apparently. There seems to be two stages in Tosfos. First Tosfos starts off with the question of the Imbo Maisa, and his response is, yeah, but now that I have a Vitzdiku, so now I can understand that you get Malkus for Losana even though it's Imbo Maisa. So Tosfos already states that once Vitzdiku teaches us about Malkus by Edom Zomimin, now I understand that Losana doesn't have a drawback of Imbo Maisa. Right? So Tosfos already said that. So what is Tosfos now spending so much time focusing on the other issue of Nitan Lazharas Mises Beis Din, asking the kasha from our Gemara, answering at first that, yeah, Gemara could have said another teretz, it's a problem Nitan Lazharas Mises Beis Din, but then he gets stuck from the top of the Amud, until he finally arrives at the answer, oh, but no, we have Ayin Kosa Rasha, is Megala on the Losana, that there'll be Malkus, even though it's Nitan Lazharas Mises Beis Din. I mean, we already said that. In terms of Ebo Maisa. So like, why did Tosfos have to struggle so much? It's the same word, right? Once you know that the Hitzdiku, that there's Malkus, so the Losana has Malkus, even though you have one strike, two strikes, like, whatever it is, obviously you can get Malkus for Losana, because the Torah says you get Malkus. So what is it that Tosfos said initially that wasn't satisfactory for him, vis-a-vis the other issue of Nitan Lazharas Mises Beis Din? That's the first obvious question. Yeah, patiently waiting. Sure. You want to ask Rabbi Kibbeg's question?
No.
Not yet? Okay.
I know the Maisa doesn't make any difference, but why did Tosfos seem to ask Martha Mara if there was someone he could have asked from the Chachamim when they said Kol Mishalom in a look and implying that there is two punishments?
But that's really the same kasha. That's another way of asking the same kasha. It's not any different or better to ask it your way.
The Gemara has to.
Yeah, that's exactly the same thing. Kedei Rishasa means that there's two punishments to deal with, and the Drasha tells me you can only administer one of them. Our problem is there aren't two punishments to deal with. There's problems no mechayev. There's no Kedei Rishasa means that there's a mechayev in Mammon and a mechayev in Malkus. There's a basis for both chiyuvim, but the restriction of Kedei Rishasa is you can't impose two chiyuvim. The problem is, it's not true. There isn't a basis for two chiyuvim. I understand Mammon, yes. But where's the basis for the Malkus? They were made a Deshekar and Mammon. The basis of the Malkus would be Losana. But Losana is Nitan Lazharas Mises Beis Din, ain't Lokin Allah. So what do you mean Kedei Rishasa? Because there's two chiyuvim, and now you can't give the second one. There is no basis for the chiyuv Malkus. That's essentially the kash. I mean, that's it. That's
well, the problem with our Mishnah, though.
No, The Gemara is, no, Kol Mishalom in Eloka, you mean even the Lashon itself. Okay, yeah, Kol Mishalom in Eloka, Because of Kedei B'Shas. So Tosus asks it the way he does. Kedei B'Shas, who needs Kedei B'Shas? It's essentially the same kash. It's not, I don't think it's such a diuk. I hear what you're saying. You even don't know the Kedei B'Shas. The Lashon and Mishnah sounds like this is Machayev and Malkus. Okay, and we had a similar way to ask a kash on the Ramban, if you remember. The Lashon and Mishnah, Kedei B'Shas. Okay. That's one problem. The other problem is the Kivegas kash. Mamish, unbelievable. Kivegar asks, in Gilyan HaShas, the last piece, Tosu says that the Gemara could have given a better answer to the, the Kasha, the Chachamim, why they don't give Malkus Losana, because Nitzan HaShas Mises based it. But then he gets stuck. What about the earlier part of the Yamud? In fact, from Kivegar, I don't understand. We all know the Mishnah says, and that base, Ben Grusha, that is Malkus for Edus, Eden Zomi for Ben Grusha. How do you get Malkus for Ben Grusha? Because of Losana. So obviously, there is no problem of Nitan Losas Mises Bezdim. How could Tosus have said Adifa Mene Kamishani? The Gemara could have said Pshat Nechachamim. Why don't you get a second Malkus in the second case of the Mishnah? Why? Because you can't get a Malkus for Losana. You can only get for Kasha Zama. You can't get for Losana. Why not? Because the Nitan Losas Mises Basin. So how can it be Malkus in that base? How can it be a Malkus of Ben Grusha? Well, could have said a second answer. And what does Tosa say? And what about the first Gemara? Kedei B'Shasso. Who needs Kedei B'Shasso? Maybe simple. The Chamim don't give Malkus in the case of Edus Mamon. Of Edom Zomim because of Nitan Lasas Mises Beisdin. So the Losana can't give you Malkus. So how does Losana give you Malkus by Ben Grusha? Every step of the way within Tosus, the second half of Tosus, but Nitan Lasas Mises Beisdin, you have to deal with the obvious elephant in the room, so to speak. Ben Grusha. Of course it's going to be Malkus for Losana. There's no drawback of giving Malkus for Losana. You see, getting Malkus by Ben Grusha. Tosus totally ignores that whole picture. If Tosus is wrestling with Nitan Losan Bis Bezin as a reason not to get Malkus for Losana, to the extent that he says the Gemara could have given that answer at the end of the Amud, and he doesn't know what to do at the beginning of the Amud, maybe the Chachamim's reason is because of that. And then he has to come up with his new chiddush. But without that, what would you say if, as far as the Mishnah Ben Grusha? We were supposed to thinking about a problem of Nitras Abis and Bezdin all along and ignoring the most obvious case of Malkus for Losana. Okay, so let's go Kiseida. Let's first do what the Masha, learn up the Masha, and then maybe from that to try to answer Rabbi Kivega. Let's just see, what does the Masha say? In the first issue, what's our first issue? The Tosvos initially says that Embo Maisa is not a drawback by Losana because we have Vitzdiku. Basa Degaylon Kard Vitzdiku to Shaych Ben Malkus Yesh Lanu Loma Degaki Migosana. But then Tosvos still is bothered by the fact that Rav Shnitan Lasas Mises Beisdin until he ends up saying once again the Shiny Hacha Degalikra. But I want you to notice the difference in the language of Tosus, and I understand where the Masha is coming from now. Before we even read the Masha, just to look at the words of Tosus, both the first time when he brings the fact that Goli Kra, and the second time. And you notice, I think, where the Masha, we have to masbir the Masha, but just where he's coming from. The language of Tosus initially is, right, even though Losana the Imbo Maisa, Hainu, Ilav Kradavitstiku, right? Avo, Basa de Golem and Kradavitstiku, the Shaykh Bey Malkus, Yesh Lanu Loma de Loki Melosan, Adkan. Once the Torah gives us Vitstiku, that Shaykh Bey Malkus, Yesh Lanu Loma de Loki Melosan. Okay, a very interesting Russian. Yesh Lanu Loma. Tosus doesn't directly link the Vitstiku to the Azhar Velosan. He says, Yesh lanu lomar deloki milosan. That's how Tosus initially spoke. When Tosfos comes back to this idea in response to the kasha of Nitan La'asos Mitzvos Beis Din, Tosfos says V'yesh Shulomar, the Shani Hacha Degolik Kroa Kedam Rachman Ve'Imir Kosel Rasha Mechlal Deloki Mishum Lo Sane Delo Onas Elim Ken Hizir. Notice how strongly Tosfos is wording it the second time. And that's where I think the key lies, in understanding what Tosfos was saying initially. This is a real test of how to teaching you and giving you opportunities and to learn how to medayek the words of Tosfos. And it's a perfect example of a Tosfos that really requires this type of breaking through. Like, really, what did Tosfos say before and what did he say later? You can't just read it superficially. Like, what is Tosfos saying later that he's adding to the picture? Look how he says it later. All that only appears the second. And that's what the Mashiach is addressing when he says, so apparently, initially, when Tosfos originally answered what he did for Ein Bo Maisa, he didn't have all that extra framework that he brought later on, all that extra filler that he added. Therefore, Tosfos was satisfied with the answer initially, but it was not yet a full answer for Nitan La'asos Mitzvos Beis Din. So let's see, how does the Mashiach put it? He goes on the last part, blessed the goy and cried with stigli, and then he says it again. Right. The imtoma de lo. First he gave the teretz, then says the imtoma de lo. Lakim shum lasana and so on. Afa gav the nichulu hu b'hai tirutsa, blessed the goy and cra, le'in lav she'im bo ma'isa. Tosfos was happy with the teretz of goy and cra regarding lav she'im bo ma'isa. Lo nichule hacha le'in lav she'im bo ma'isa says Mrs. Beis Din. He's not yet happy with that idea with regard to Nitan La'asos Mitzvos Beis Din. Mishem da'akati lo askia datayu. Tosfos did not yet recognize and think the lo lucky a im bin hakosa rasha ela mishum losana. K'moshe kasul kaman dilo onashalom ken hiz. Let's really take this apart. What does he say? What didn't Tosfos quite chap initially? He said a teretz, right? He said a teretz. We got the in b'maisa. But it wouldn't help him for Nitan La'asos Mitzvos Beis Din. Why not? Because Tosfos didn't yet acknowledge that what? That you won't get Malkus on in Ben HaKos of Rasha Ela Mishum Losan. And that's what Tosfos gave us the second time around. The Onshalom can hear there. What's added in the second time around is that there's a malchus for the losana because lo anash elam kin hizir. Now we have to understand what he's saying. So what did he say initially? What did Tosfos answer? Pashtus, what did Tosfos answer? That you get malchus for losana even though it's ain't b'maisa. If you get malchus for losana even though it's ain't b'maisa, so you get malchus for losana even though it's nitan la'asos Mitzvos Beis Din. The lo askia datayu is happy with the answer for Imbo Maisa, but lo askia datayu the lo lucky on binakos rasha el mishum losan. As if you could divorce the binakos rasha from the losana initially. But what does it mean? But then how does it solve the problem of Imbo Maisa? What's going on? Let's suggest as follows. It works within the Mashiach. But let me ask another question. Small diuk, but something that maybe we can use as an opening to try to work out the Mashiach, and then maybe Rabbi Kivega's Kasha also. The Gemara's question right now in the Chachamim, on part two of the Mishnah. The Gemara's wording is, V'abana haylo sana mai avigay. What is the question, essentially? The Chachamim hold, in the case of Eidim Zomen Amalkis, that you only get one Malkis, the Kasha Zomen. And that's it. Meir says you get Malkis for Lusan as well. The question is, Chachamim, how come they don't give a second Malkis? How does the Gemara ask the question? Losana Mayavidle. What do I do with Losana? You should get Malkus for losana. I ask you the following question. Tosa says that you can only get Malkus for Lusana even though it's Ebo Maisa because of the Tzdiku, right? So let me ask you the following. Why does the Gemara have to ask the Kasha, get Malkus for Lusana? The Torah says the Tzdiku, right? There's a custom, the Edom Zoman, get Malkus. So, okay, obviously there's an Isser, Aveda Sheker, Sana, but why do I need to know that? Why can't the Gemara be asking, what, let the Gemara just ask, how come the Chacham don't give you Malkus from, based on Vitzdiku? You have Edom Zomimit, give them Malkus because of Vitzdiku. The Torah says that Edom Zomimit get Malkus. What do I need to know about Losana right now? No, Vitzdiku is going to ultimately, it's ultimately going to go back to Losana. But what do you mean to say? Yeah.
That you only use Vitzdiku when you can't fulfill Losana.
Ah, very good. I think your answer is right on target. So let's take what you're saying and explain it a little better. It follows. Parsha Shoftim is the Parsha of Edom Zomim. It says in the Mechumash, Lanos Bosara, Shek Anabe Achim, Basisimu Kasha Zomim. Right, that's Parsha Shoftim. Then you get the Parshas Kiseitse, and the Torah gives you the whole Maisa of Tzdikus Hatzad Vishulas HaRasha. Vayim Bin HaKos HaRasha. But we interpret that as a Parsha of Edom Zomim. As we explained, when the Torah says Vayim Bin HaKos HaRasha in Parshas Kiseitse, that is considered, as we saw Tosas Dabez, it's a Yachal Hazima. In other words, the case, the Torah is telling me that they get Malkus for that same malice of Zama, that's what the Torah is doing here. It's telling us that Edom Zoman get punished with Malkus. And again, the Geder Hadavar is it's for that same Zmama, for that same Isser, Gatosis of that base of Malkus. It's called Yochel Azim. Nope. Now, without doing too much in the way of making a drasha, just a reading the two parishes together, what would you normally assume? And this is Rashi and Dabez, pretty much, it says. If the Torah already says that Edom Zomim, for this Avera, for this Zadom, for this terrible thing that they did, they're going to be punished with Kasha Zama, and then you have another section in Parshas Kiseitse that tells us that for Edom who are Mashiach Tzadik, they get Malkus. So what's the natural way to fit them together? The Torah is saying, first you're getting Kasha Zama, then you're getting Malkus, you're getting both. So what's the pashtus now is to assume that the Torah is saying that for this crime of Zamam, so you get Kasha Zamam, you get the Onish Kasha Zamam is what they wanted. And if you can't do Kasha Zamam, like you're saying, then here's another thing that you can give them in a case where you don't do Kasha Zamam. Give them Malkus. And Rashi Kamat said this in the words themselves that are passing. In Bin HaKos HaRasha, Rashi said, if you can't give them Kasha Zamam, they're not, because whatever the reasons, Ben Grusha, Golos, so then you give them Malkus. But basically, once we know that the Parsha's Malkus, Bin HaKos HaRasha, is about Edom Zomimin, so we know that presumably the Malkus of that Parsha is in a case where I can't give them Kasha Zomim, because otherwise the Torah told me what the onus is. Why should I think the Torah is piling on another Parsha? Oh, this and this. No. The Torah is saying, for this Zomim, Kasha Zomim, and for this Zomim, if you can't do that, then you do Malkus. Oh, so therefore, come back to our kasha. So the Gemara can't come on Amishta and ask, let the Chachamim give Malkus in the case of Edom on Malkus from the Hayim B'Nikos of Asha. To the contrary, that Malkus is meant for a case of Edom Zomim. They're not getting kasha Zomim, like you said. But the case of Edom, they're getting kasha Zomim. So the kasha could never be get Malkus for Vitzdik. So what's the kasha? Kasha is, but losana is a lav in the Torah, and every lav has in it inherent in a lav is an onesh. What's the onesh for a lav? Malkus. So the Gemara says, why don't you get Malkus for losana? But the onus of a lav is Malkus. So what does Tosis ask? It's a lav shein bo maisa. What does Tosis say? No, but you see in the parasha of Tzdiku that you can get Malkus, and therefore we can now say that you get Malkus even for Losana, even for Lav She'en Bo Maisa. So what would Tosis mean? Remember the language of Tosis, Yesh Lanu Loma. So here we have to ask ourselves, what is the chesaron of a lav she'en bo maisa in lokan alav? Does that mean that a lav itself, a lav she'en bo maisa, can get malchus? Does it mean an aveira she'en bo maisa can't be subject to malchus? Again, let's go back to the mashah for a second. The mashah said, what didn't Tosis know yet at this point in Tosis? He didn't know the lo onash elim ken hisir. What did he know? He knew that you can get malchus from vitzdiku, and now we should on our own recognize that let's get malchus for losana, meaning the malchus of the lav. So it comes out what Tosis doesn't realize is that we have to track that malchus and link it to the lav of losana. There's a malchus in vitzdiku. That's what Tosis said. But what did Tosis say? Once I see Malkus and Vitzdiku, now I know that you can, that the Gemara has the right to ask Akasha, get Malkus for Losana. What does it mean? The Gemara doesn't know yet, Tosis doesn't know yet, Lo'onash Elam Ken Hizir. So Tosis says, but I see you get Malkus for Vitzdiku. So what is the Tosis trying to say that according to the Mashah? He's trying to say that once I see that you can get Malkus based on Vitzdiku, even though there's no maisa involved in the aveira. The aveira was Embo maisa. Now I can recognize that the Gemara can now work at the kasha, get Malkus for Lusana. Because you see, the aveira of Eidus Sheker can have Malkus, even though it's Embo maisa. It's not that the Torah, that the Gili is on the Lusana itself. The Gili is on the aveira of Eidus Sheker. What the Gemara, what Tosis doesn't yet know is that we're tracking the onesh that's vitzdiku with the lav of losana. The Gemara's kasha is get malchus for losana. Every lav has malchus. The Gemara could not ask get malchus for vitzdiku. Vitzdiku is talking where there's no kasha zaman. Here, getting a kasha zaman onesh and malchus. But the answer is, but in vitzdiku, I see that you can get malchus even though the aveira is an aveira of Embo Maisa. So therefore, Losana, obviously the Aveira of Anias Sheker, which is the Aveira of Losana, is not going to have the drawback of what we say, Lav Shein Maisa Ein Lokan Alav. The Lav Shein Maisa Ein Lokan Alav is a function of the Aveira. You cannot get Malkus for an Aveira B'li Maisa. Smach for this idea, support for this idea. The Gemara on Daf Chaf from the base, I think I put it in for you to look at. The Gemara talks about the Malkus of Makif and Nikif, the Yisrael Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem. So the Gemara has there a Braisa that was learned before of Chizda. Echad HaMakif, Echad HaNikif Loke. The person who's Makif, who does the Hakafa of the Rosh, and the one who has it done to them is getting Malkus also. So the Gemara struggles because the Gemara asks, how could the Nikif get Malkus? It's Embo Maisa. The Gemara has a few suggestions in response. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Lav She'en Bo Maisa Lokan Alav. Maybe when you're Mesayaya, say he did a Maisa as well. Good. How does the Gemara pose the question? Rav Chizda heard this Braisa, and he posed a question on this person who quoted a Braisa of Echad HaMakif, Echad HaNikif. Says the Gemara, the Achaf HaMabez, so Tani Tani Kamei, Rav Chizda, Echad HaMakif, Echad HaNikif, Lokan. Amalei, man de ochil tamvi be'arbila, lucky? Man de ochil tamri be'arbila, says the, it's the Rivan, Rashi's son of Rashi's already not, Rashi's commentary ends earlier, it says that he was nifter before he finished Masechta Makis, so this is his son of the Rivan. So, de ochil tamri be'arbila, we say Rashi, but it's the Rivan. Ha ochil tamarin be'kevara, yehe loke, someone eats dates from a basket. He's doing something innocent. He's eating dates. Lok, a bit mia. Kilomer, Nikif ma pasha shuloke, lafsh imbo maisavi velo wilki. The way that Rav Chisda challenges this din, that the Nikif should get Malkus without a maisa, is ma pasha. How could you get Malkus? He didn't do anything so bad. He didn't do a maisa. In other words, what I see here is that when I want to define the problem of Rav Sheimbo Maisa, you see in this Gemara that the problem is defined in terms of the Aveira. An Aveira B'lin Maisa is not worthy of getting an Onesh Malkus. It's not so much the definition of the Rav as much as the definition of the Aveira. Ma Pasha. So now I understand what the Mashah is doing in the Tosis. Namely, when Tosis initially says, and we medayek the language of Tosis, Tosis asks, how can the Gemara ask on the Chacham, why don't they give Malkus for Losana? What do you mean? It's Rav Shein B'maisa. So Tosis says, Hainu Rav Krod V'Tzdiku. Avobasa Degorlon Krod V'Tzdiku, the Shaykh Be Malkus. The Tzdiku is a Malkus of V'Tzdiku. The Malkus of Ben Grusha for V'Tzdiku. Where's the Azhara? I don't know. It's implicit in Vitzdiku, maybe because of the, there's an Isra out there, fine. But I don't have to take that Malkus and say it's coming for the Losana. There's an Isra out there, wherever it is. But the Torah says it's Malkus by Eden Zomin, by Eden Sheker, by the case of Ben Grusha, Vitzdiku. So what do I see? That, what do you mean? Ma Pasha. He just spoke. How could Torah give assign Malkus for Bitzdiku, for Eidu Shekin, by Ben Grusha? What did they do wrong? The same question of Chizda on Dav Chaf. Nikif Ma Pasha. So the Eidim, how could they get Malkus by Ben Grusha? Ma Pasha, what did they do? Do you see? The Torah's Megala, you get Malkus for Iser Eidu Sheker, even without Maisa. That's the Lashon Tosis. Basa de Goyal and Kredit Vitzdiku. The Shayach Be Malkus. You see, there could be Malkus for an Aveira of Ani Sheker, even though there was no Maisa involved. Nu, what does Tosis say? If that's the case, Yesh Lonu Lomar. Yesh Lonu Lomar. The Loki Milosan. So now the Gemara says, Nu, that's the case. Comes the Gemara with Akasha. So the. Now, every Losana, it's a lav in the Torah, and for a lav, there's this Malkus assigned. And for the fact that Embo Maisa, we see from Vitzdiku that for Ani Sheker, the Torah doesn't, will hold to a higher standard, even though there was no Maisa. So now, let Losana be itself a source of Malkus. The Vitzdiku is going on Ben Grusha. Granted, the Gemara didn't mean to ask, get Malkus a Vitzdiku. That's when you're not getting Kasha Zama. Here you are getting Onesh Kasha Zama. But inasmuch as we see that there's a Giloy Vitzdiku that you get Malkus even though the Avera was no Maisa. Now, Yesh Lonu Lomar! Beautiful language now. Yesh Lonu Lomar that you can get for Losana. Now, Tosis now has answered his Kasha of Embo Maisa. Tosis is still stuck. He says, wait a second. How could the Gemara be asking that you get Malkus for Losana? The love of Losana has its own limitation. The love itself, because it's a love shenitan lazharas misas beizdin. The love, a love that's nitan lazharas misas, you cannot give Malkus for such a love. The love shein bo maisa, which we said was in terms of the aveira itself, bili maisa, we saw from Vitzdiku, there could be Malkus for such a for ni asheker without a maisa. So therefore, we should argue make it Malkus for Losana. But what, how can you get Malkus for Losana? The love is a nitan lazharas misas beizdin. That's the next kasha. So first he says, Gabi Ar Gemara? Yeah, Gemara could have said that. Then he says, what about the earlier Gemara? The first case of the Mishnah, where Hindis could have shasa. So. Says, Tosis, aha. Now it's getting to another level. Tosis says, and don't say because it's not going to be Misa in this case, it's not called nitan lazharas beizdin. Look at Mechamer. Mechamer shows you that even if it's not going to be in Onesh Misa in this case, it's still called nitan lazharas beizdin. So what's the teretz? Parrots is, now look at the language the second time. The shiny hacha, the golikra, kid the Amar Achman of Amina Koser Rasha, nechlal, the loki mishum losane, the lo onas eliem kain, he's here. What Tosfos is saying now is more than before. Tosfos is machadesh, what lo asek adaita until now, says the Rabbi Masha, that lo anasha lukim hizir. In other words, what Tosfos is now telling us is that the malchus of the tzdiku is directly attributed to the losana. Lo anash elem ken hizir. In other words, the ashara of losana has itself the onesh of the tzdiku. That's what it's coming for the violation of the losana. Because you have to match it mamish, not just, you know, there's an onesh out there, malchus, it's in a pasuk. No, you cannot have it without an ashara. I would put it even in a stronger way, the ashara itself is defined as don't do it, because when you do it, there'll be an onesh. It's like the ashara carries within it that there's an onesh coming. So therefore, the losana has in it the onesh that the tzdiku tells us about, the malchus. So mamish, you see that even though it's nilah gavriyus beis din, there's still a malchus, as Tosfos says later. So I think this is how the Mashar read the Tosfos. Now, if this is correct, I think Rabbi Kibbeka's kasha l'chayra falls away. Let's think about it. It comes out, what Tosfos says l'maskana is what all the Rishonim are saying, right? That the Hitzdiku is megala on the losana, that lav can give you malchus, even though it has drawbacks of what a normal lav would not be able to give malchus for something similar to this, but this losana is different. That's in the maskana of Tosfos. But until Tosfos got to that point, what did Tosfos think? Tosfos were not dealing with the onash elam kin hizir. Where's the malchus? The malchus isn't the tzdiku. Elamai, ain't bo maise. Oh, but aveira is ain't bo maise. You can get malchus. Get malchus for losana. What was the kineges kasha? How could Tosfos all along be asking this kasha, nitgon that means beizdin, what about ben grusha? No, what's the teretz? What's the obvious teretz? Ben Gurush is Malchus. It's in the tzdiku. Tosfos doesn't yet have any indication, he hasn't been machadish at the end. He's machadish that the tzdiku is megala on the losan itself, on the lav of losan. Until now, Tosfos was satisfied by saying the Malchus is in the tzdiku. What Tosfos was saying was, Yeshua Nuloma, if there's a Malchus of Tzdiku, so that we should now make a case that let's give Malchus for Losana. Because Einbo Maisa shouldn't be a problem here, because you see that from Tzdiku, that even though the Avera of Ani Yesheker didn't have a Maisa, you got Malchus anyway, so now Losana should be a basis for its own Malchus, its own Malchus. Only in the end, Tosfos says, no, the Malchus of Tzdiku itself is the Malchus that lies in the Losana. It lies in the losana is saying, don't do it, and if you do it, you get malchus. So that's the vitzdiku malchus, because it has to be paired with the ashara. Lo anash elam kin hizir. It's not just the malchus of the vitzdiku. It has to connect to the losana. So that means that even though it's nitan lasas mises based in, so then it get malchus. So at the end of the day, what's the answer to Ben Grusha? The answer at the end of the Tosfos. Once Tosfos finishes the Tosfos, Ben Grusha fits right in. Before Tosfos got that far, Ben Grusha wasn't a problem, because then the Malchus could have been for Vitzdiku, not for Velosana. No, so either way, Rav Kideges Kasha would be Kasha. Until Tosfos got to the Maskana, then Tosfos did not deal with the Ashara being connected to the Malchus. The Malchus is from the Vitzdiku, and that's it. The Ein Bo Maisa was just to show me that you can get Malchus for Navera without a Maisa of any Asheker, so therefore the Gemara was jumping in, asking, get Malchus for Losana, because the Lav itself should have Malchus associated with it. But Ben Grusha, that's the Malchus of Ben Grusha. That's not the Malchus of Losana, it's the Malchus of Itzdiku. Umaskona Satosus, the Malchus of Vitzdiku is Megala on the Losana, on the Lav of Losana. So that's where you can get Malchus by Ben Grusha as well. And that's what the Rishonim kept saying also, that it's Megala, but that's only Tosfos at the end, not Tosfos in the beginning. But all of this, I just want to emphasize, and then everyone's questions, all of this is not necessarily being Machmiya, the Chakira of Malchus. This is separate from that. The Chakira that we had, when you have a Gilui of Losana from the Tzdiku, does that mean every Losana every form of Lusana, every variation, even if it's not a Behashiu type of a Shiu type Sadik, even if it's eight Shav, even if it's Meir Ala Treif or whatever, a Kiddush HaChodesh, or is it only a Lusana of the variety? That Hakira is independent of everything we're saying right now. What we're discussing in Atosis is it Malkus of Etztiku that's not linked to Lusana? It's just a Malkus of Etztiku. We don't know yet who Anashom can his here. Just Malkus Vitzdiko. And Memele, Yeshua Nulomar, to get Malkus for Lusan, even though it's Abel Maisa, because even Navera of Ida Sheker without a Maisa gets Malkus. Or is that pinning it to Lusana? What type of Lusana? How far Lusana? That could still be up for grabs. That's still our Hakira. But the Tosis now has a different tsura now. Read the Tosis, it's a different Tosis. Yeah.
Parents, to repeat Eger's question, is so simple in the Tosos. Why would you leave it off in the Tzarki, and why would you leave it off?
I don't know. The Rashash says, came out what I just said. He says, according to the Mashav, keep it as Kash, it's not a Kash. Rashash points out, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you got the Tosos. I'm hard to say. I don't know. I mean, with the Mashav, I think we have a Mahalach. Yeah.
Can you
explain
what Lo Anashom
Kin Hizir was emphasizing? Well, Anashom Kin Hizir is saying that when the Torah gave that onesh, the Torah meant that onesh to be the onesh that's embedded in the love. In other words, every love states, don't do it, because if you will, there will be consequences. And the Stama love, consequences are Malkus. So what Tosis is Machadish at the end is that the Malkus of the Tzdiko by Ben Grusha is saying that the Malkus is for violating that Losana. The Losana, which speaks about punishment, every Lav, Azhara and Onesh are together. They're like bookends. Well, Onash Elim Kain Hizi. So that, given that principle, so when you see the Malkus in the Tzdiko, you have to right away link it to the Azhara. The Azhara is saying, don't do it because the consequences will be X. So the Malkus of the Tzdiko is the consequences that is implicit in the Losan. As opposed to saying that, no, it is a Malkus of the Tzdiko. It's an Isser, an Isheker. Obviously, Torah gave Malkus. It must be Isser. Yeah, I know about a Losana. Yeah, I know Pasuk Losana also. But not that the Malkus of the Tzdiko is the you know, Onesh embedded in the Losana. It's an Onesh of the Tzdiko. It's Usser, good. But not that it is traceable directly to be the onesh of that Azhar. That's what Tosis is coming to later on. And that's how he solves the second problem of Nitin HaSafis HaBezdin. Initially, he didn't go that far, but he was able to solve Ein Bo Maisa. Because that he understood through the prism, not of the Lav being drawn back, but the Aveira not having enough of an Aveira to have an onesh, Malkus. Like I gave you the mashal of Davchav, my pasha, because my pasha, the Tosfos says that you see from Vitzdiku that you can get an onesh haguf of Malkus without a ma'isa avera. So now Yeshua Nulomar, the words are saying that we should get Malkus for Losana. That's why I was marked in the kasha to you. Why didn't more ask from Vitzdiku? Why didn't more ask from Losana? Vitzdiku wouldn't be a kasha. Vitzdiku was what you're not getting kasha zama. So that's not relevant to our situation. You're getting kasha zama. So says, no, but Losana should have Malkus. This is one inyan. Just to start on an inyan, which is going to take us into Sunday, just a few minutes. The Gemara Bava Kama. There's a lot here in the Tosis Bava Kama, Tosis and Shabbos. As much as you're able to go through it, you'll see a lot of it is overlap with our Tosis, and a little bit is different. But before you even get to the Tosis in those two places, there's a fascinating Gemara that we have to look at in Bava Kama there and Ayin Dalet. So let's get acquainted with it. How many looked at it already? All right. So I won't say too much, okay? I'll just say a little bit. I'll give you a tease over Shabbos, okay? This is Mamish going to leave you a little bit, disoriented. It's okay. Okay? Just because, okay, we have what to say in the Parsha too. It's okay. All right. So take a look. Right before the Mishnah, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Very interesting. And you see the Tosfos there. See how long it is, right? Tonight, it's possible for you to go through it. I want you to tell you. It's once you read this Tosis, it's not difficult, even though it's long. Tosis and Shabbos is also long. Again, at the end of the day, it's not difficult. It's just a question of going through it. L'maisa, it's as follows. The Gemara's discussion is called Hakchasha Tchilas Hazama. If originally you have Hakchasha, Trey or Trey, so Edom are made by Nefasha, someone's Chai Misa, and then they were contradicted by another pair of Edom. So now you don't know. You don't know who to believe. So it's, you can't go by their Edom anymore, but you can't punish them. Let's say subsequently they became Zomimim. So the Shaila is, can you punish them with Kasha Zomim if originally it was Hakasha and then only later did it become Hazam? So the Gemara has the following machokes. Edim shehukchashu ubesof husnu. Okay? So first was Hakasha and then came Hazam. Rabbi Yochan and Rabbi Lazar disagree. Chad ama neharagin, chad ama ein neharagin. So one of these two manda amnim holds that they would get killed for the onus akasha zaman, even though there was a first akasha. Again, the issue had to do with, we touched on this once before, because since at the time of the hazama, their edus was already not viable, so it could be that you don't say akasha zaman, or do we say, no, the process of hazama was one long process, it was started with akasha, so therefore it can all lead to the ultimate onus of hazama. That's called akasha, tchilas hazama, or not tchilas hazama. Right, everyone? Familiar? Remember we end up gimel? Before the break? Yeah, maybe. Okay. So the Gemara says the machokes whether neharagin, whether they'll get the onus of kasha zamim or not. Tistayim. The Rabbi Lazar who the Amar ain't neharagin. So let's prove that Rabbi Lazar was the one who said that they won't get killed. They won't get hazama later on. Why? The Amar Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar also said the following. Edim shehukchishu b'nefesh lokim. Edim who are hukchishu b'nefesh. We don't know yet the case, but the Gemara is going to say soon what the case is. The case is b'harug b'raglav. In other words, the person who they testified was killed, the victim, suddenly walks in front of us. Obviously, they lied. So Rabbi Lazar said, edim shehukchishu b'nefesh lokim. So right away, it's interesting. What's the Malkus for, Rabbi Lazar? Obviously. Because that's already something to think about. That's the Raya that you and I look at. Okay. There's a little sana now for Bahar Viraga. Yeah? He's smiling in the back, yeah? Something interesting. I told you we can get this oriented, right? Okay, fine. Good. The Isal Gedaitach, says the Gemara. Rabbi Lazar he da'amar neharagin. If Rabbi Lezer would have been the one to say that in the case that afterwards, after Hukrishu, there'd be a case they can, after Hukrishu, it could be a case that could be killed if they get become Zomimim, then I'm my Lokin. Havale Lav Shenitin Las Hars Mises Bezdin. V'chol Lav Shenitin Las Mises Bezdin, Ein Lokin Alav. Elash Mamin Rabbi Lezer Domar Ein Nerogin. Tistayin. So the Gemara brings in here, Lav Shenilas Haz Mises Beisdin, because it could lead, this case of Hukchishu B'Nefesh, could lead to Hazama later on, and then bring about a Chi of Misa, therefore they shouldn't be able to get Malkus because of that. So there's a lot of things here that have to be looked at. First of all, what I just alluded to, the fact that there could be a Losana Malkus without Hazama itself, but simply Bahar Baraglav. I ask you, Rabosai, what about Beis Amid Aleph? Can we have such a case in Beis Amid Aleph? They were testifying the case of Golis. Reuben killed Shimon B'Shogeg, Reuben Ischayev Golis. So, right, so what happens if they become Zomimin? What do they get? Malkus. What if they didn't become Zomimin, but the victim who they testified was the one killed by Reuben walks into Beis Din? Would it sound, what would be the halacha? They'll get Malkus for Losana. Yeah. Meanwhile, the Gemara is bringing in Nitin Losas Misa Beis Din. In what context? If it could get to Misa in this case, then how can you get Malkus? So must be Rabbi Lezer must have been the one to say that Ein Neragin. So suddenly the Gemara is measuring Nitin Losas Misa Beis Din in terms of which case? The abstract or the case in front of us? That could lead to Misa. This Gemara is mashma, that the rule, the Gemara is using Osana and calling it, that's the same thing, calling it Nitan Lazar's Misa's Beis Din. but only in a limited context. See what's going on? We read this Tosfos today. How do we end up? Is there a problem in Losana of Milas Rabbeinu or not? Yes or no? At the end of the day, is there or isn't there? Does Losana have a problem called Nita and Rasos Mishbeinu? Yes or no? Our Tosfos, what do we have? No. We have it Stiku.
Right.
So that you see is like in the middle ground. This is what the Tosfos here in Rabbi Kama and in Shabbos. When it comes to Mechamer, it's not that way. When it comes to Mechamer and Shabbos, this case can never come to Misa, Mechamer, and yet Mechamer can get Malkus because it's Nitan in another case to Misa's Bezdin. But when it comes to Losane, on the one hand, Tosfos is telling us that Losane doesn't have the limitations called Nitin Lasas Mises Basin because Vitzdiku is Megala on the Losana. And yet here we have a Gemara that does seem to use the limitation, but only in a different way, in a more limited way. Meaning, if it could come to Mises Basin in the present circumstances, not in the abstract. Of course, it could be a Mises Basin, didn't Edus Nefashos. But here we are Edus Nefashos. We're at the point of Hukchishu. But what would be if it would be Huzmu? It could come to Hazama now. If I would hold that if they become Huzmu later on, they would be killed, then you can't get Malkus now. That's the Gemara's proof that Rav Lezer must have held that you would not have Hazama to give them a Chiyav Misa later on. That's why they can get Malkus now. So the Gemara is bringing down to bear on Losana a Chisaron called Nitan Lazharas Misas Bezdin. So this is why I say you're going to read this Gemara, and now we're going to get very disoriented, okay? So that's okay. Over Shabbos, you have to think about this Gemara and Sunday morning and the Tosfos in Bava Kama, the Tosfos in Shabbos, and then one more Tosfos here, and then we start a new mission next week, Mitzvah Shem, whatever day, Monday, Tuesday, we'll see. A new mission. We have to go back there also eventually. Okay.